From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed's decision to buy $600 billion in bonds with newly created money is crucial to reducing unemployment in the U.S. and to maintaining a strong dollar. And he says the move will also benefit the global economy.
Insufficiently supportive policies in advanced economies could undermine the recovery not only in those economies, but for the world as a whole.
Bernanke speaking at a conference in Germany, whose government has assailed the Fed's action. Bernanke also criticized China and other emerging markets for preventing their currencies from strengthening as their economies pick up steam. As the Fed is putting more money into the U.S. financial system, China is doing the opposite, withdrawing cash from its banking system to try to contain a surprising jump in inflation there. Officials in China increasing bank reserve requirements today for the second time in as many weeks. NPR's Louisa Lim says China is also rejecting criticism in a report out this week in the U.S.
China's foreign ministry said the report by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Commission had no regard for the truth and was full of Cold War thinking and political bias. It also urged the commission to do more to benefit mutual trust between China and the U.S. The annual report accused China of keeping its currency undervalued to make its exports cheaper. Beijing denies it's keeping its currency artificially low. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
President Obama is meeting with leaders of the other NATO countries in Portugal today. Also there is Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who praised the efforts of NATO forces in Afghanistan.
We also believe that our mission in Afghanistan is making progress, which President Karzai has publicly acknowledged.
NPR's Ari Shapiro says a key focus of the summit will be on winding down NATO's combat operations in Afghanistan.
Many Americans don't realize that almost a third of the troops on the ground in Afghanistan are not American. And so the allies that are here at NATO are a key part of the mission in Afghanistan. And so President Obama's hope to begin pulling troops out by 2011 and hand over control of Afghanistan to the Afghans in 2014 is something that he needs the cooperation of the NATO countries that are here today to accomplish. So there's going to be a lot of talk about the withdrawal schedule.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Lisbon. The full House of Representatives faces the uncomfortable task of disciplining one of its own, veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel, who has been found guilty of ethics violations. Vandessa Riddick is one of Rangel's constituents.
Everybody makes mistakes, you know, and pretty much that's what it looks like. Just lapse of judgment on a lot of his part. But yeah, I think it's time for him to call it quits.
The Ethics Committee is recommending that Rangel be censured. On Wall Street, stocks are modestly lower. The Dow is currently down 16 points at 11,164. The Nasdaq is off 3. This is NPR News. Roman Catholic cardinals are meeting at the Vatican today in advance of a ceremony to install 24 new cardinals. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the meeting comes a day before China's planned ordination of a bishop who is not approved by Pope Benedict.
Religious freedom topped the agenda, a timely topic as a new dispute has broken out with China over an illicit ordination that could jeopardize relations between the Vatican and Beijing. On Thursday, the Vatican warned China that efforts at reconciliation could be set back if bishops loyal to the Pope were forced to attend the ordination. A Holy See statement said such actions would constitute grave violations of freedom of religion and freedom of conscience. Later today, the cardinals are slated to discuss the church's handling of the worldwide clerical sex abuse scandal. American and European victims of abuse by priests gathered in Rome demanded the church hand over the names of abusive priests to the police and punish prelates who've covered up sex abuse. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The European Union is ordering Italy to repay nearly $1 million in EU money that was used to pay Elton John for a concert in Naples last year. Italy used EU funds typically reserved for projects such as restoring old buildings. The director of the concert is defending the use of the money, saying the event promoted the Naples area. Italy's culture ministry is defending the country's prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, who has had some missing body parts added to ancient marble statues in his office depicting the naked gods Venus and Mars. The ministry notes that the body parts are attached by magnets and can be removed without damaging the statues. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.